This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was doing so. I was helping out my husband, Brad, with a project that we've been hoping to accomplish for quite some time now.
And before we went to the break, we played a little clip from it, and you said this.
I love expensive springtime projects.
So we know that it was expensive, whatever you were doing. Danny.
Yeah.
Any guesses on how much money was spent on whatever this project is before we get into the project?
Ooh, $699.
That's a good guess.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to go $2,000.
Okay. One of you is slightly closer than the other.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Should we find out?
Sweetheart, what are we building?
More storage so your family can keep stuff here.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second.
Wow.
That's not passive aggressive at all. That's just aggressive aggressive.
Let me tell you, when you have 5 acres, people will drop things off all the time.
How many things do you have at your house that do not belong to you? I mean, you wouldn't be able to probably give me an exact number, but is there a crap ton of stuff that is just different friends and family?
There are four campers on our property. Only one is ours.
I just love his response.
More storage so your family can keep stuff here.
So this kind of bothers him, I'd imagine.
A little bit.
Okay.
You gonna wrap my family out? How much stuff does my family have here?
More than me.
Oh, that's BS and you know
more,
it.
More than me.
Between the two of us, who is the pack rat?
I am more sentimental than you.
I'm right there with him. My wife gives me such a hard time. She's like, why do you have this still? Get rid of it.
I get rid of everything.
Throw it away. Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Because
except
I have
the stuff that your
to.
Family gives you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, so in order to continue storing my family's items, what are we building?
For lack of a better term, a lean-to.
A covered area.
A lean-tube?
Yeah, so it's off of our shop, basically. There's like a covered area that's going to come down off of the side of the shop so we can store things underneath.
Is it tube-shaped?
No.
Then why is it called a lean-to?
Lean-to.
A lean-to?
Like lean-to. Like,
oh.
like it's leaning leaning to something.
My bad. Dan, did you know what that was?
I have a 2-bedroom apartment in West Seattle, guys. I have no idea what we're talking about at all.
You don't have a lean-to?
No.
For your trailer.
And how much?
That we never use. We have to have. Please, let's get it. And we'll take it. We'll do family adventures. And it has not left our yard one time.
No, it did leave our yard one time. And what happened?
It broke down.
Okay. I feel like this was not a good idea for you to help him out yesterday.
I was so excited to get some audio and tell you guys what we've been working on. And then Brad's just lighting me up the whole time.
How long was he out there before you decided to interview him?
Good hour.
Okay, so he was done. He's like, just leave me alone. I want to finish this.
No, you and my dad and my brother all together
did not double check the ball fitting. I was not here.
Do we need to buy him more weed to put up with you and your family?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. How can I do that when I'm not here?
I went over a bridge.
I cannot be responsible for what somebody else.
And this trailer you are speaking so ill of bounced off of the trailer. Yeah. Hitch off of the ball.
That's why we're giving it a permanent home.
And how much has this cost us so far?
Probably about $1,000.
I love expensive springtime projects.
I bet he does too.
He's really excited about it, guys.
He sounds really fired up.
More storage so your family can keep stuff here.
Okay. But you know what? we're one step closer to having the project be done. A project we've been talking about for a long time.
And the weather was great yesterday. If you were going to do something outside, I mean, I just went for a walk and played in the sprinkler with my daughter, which was, sounds like a lot more fun than what you guys were doing.
Oh,
but yesterday was the day to do it.
Absolutely.
So how much more left until you're done?
So we have to put the joists across and then attach the roof, and then we'll be done.
I told you, Danny, I just need those joists attached.
No joists, beams, a little roofing.
City folks just don't get it.
Maybe put some gravel down. Who knows?